May we always follow in Christ's footsteps. Amen. Today is Transfiguration Sunday, and like Jesus, we're going up to the mountaintop, that divine space where heaven and earth collide. Now, it's not easy getting to the top of the mountain, any mountain for that matter. It takes conditioning, endurance, perseverance, and rest breaks. And so does our faith. Building up our faith, leaning into our faith, takes all these things too. Now, imagine with me that we have been walking up and up and up, one switchback after another, and all we see are more switchbacks ahead of us. But then we stop for a minute and take a breath and turn around. And we see how far we've come. And then we turn some more. And the vista view before us is stunning. And for a moment, we feel deeply rooted and connected to something bigger than ourselves. In this moment, we feel the presence of God. We feel the contentment that comes with being connected to God and something other than our own wants and needs. This is the moment where we get to join with Jesus in hearing, "My beloved, whom I am well pleased." When we cultivate a sense of awe, a space to feel beloved, we become a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts. This moment, so high up that we think we can touch God and feel God touching us back. Now, Peter, James, and John are with Jesus when they get to the mountaintop. They see Jesus transfigured before them, with his face shining like the sun and his clothes dazzling white. And Peter and James and John want to capture this moment, transfix Jesus to the mountaintop, keep him there pristine. They don't want the moment to fade. And Jesus tells them, "Don't be afraid, but we can't stay here." Because like James and Peter and John, we too need to find that moment within ourselves, wherever we are, whatever the moment we are in, that we are beloved always. Feeling beloved takes cultivating. It's a way of understanding oneself, a way of interacting with others. It is a way of being. Feeling beloved and offering love in turn comes with effort and practice. It is costly and it's fatiguing. It takes conditioning, endurance, perseverance, and rest breaks, as it does our faith. Building up our faith, leaning into our faith, cultivates our sense of belovedness. Our faith is meant to bring us wholeness. And in order to be whole, we have to let others in. We need community to strengthen our faith. And community takes all of us, each and every one of us, cultivating our relationships with God, self, and neighbor. This cultivating leads us to be our best self, to persevere, to hear God, to follow Jesus. Following Jesus is a scary adventure. Love our neighbors. Love one another as Jesus loves us. Love ourselves. Jesus knows that fear is a thief that steals peace of mind. But God insists that we listen to Jesus. And Jesus tells us, don't be afraid. I'm right here always. When we love Jesus, when we let ourselves feel beloved, then we are changed. When we love our community, when we care for others, when we show love, it feels good on the inside. And it shows forth in our demeanor, in our presence. We are to go out and share our loving kindness with others. And there are communities here in Western New York that are afraid. Afraid of deportation, afraid of defamation, afraid of bigotry. And we are to be a lamp shining in a dark place. When Jesus comes back down the mountain, he doesn't then disappear. He instead goes right into the crowds. He heals. He spreads the good news of God's love. He tells us that we are to be the kingdom of God right now. And so we must find ways to cultivate belovedness. Find ways to help others feel beloved. It is costly and it is fatiguing. It takes conditioning, endurance, perseverance, rest breaks. God insists that we listen to Jesus, and Jesus tells us, don't be afraid. I'm right here always. Amen.